Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Dawn from Wisconsin, and today is September 11th, 2024 in the Northern Hemisphere. Thank you all for being here and joining your energies for our work today. And to provide quantum intervention energies to assist Gaia to bring balance to the Earth and for the Earth's ascension to stage 2 planetary development. It is an adaptation from the August 3rd, 2024 lecture with Giuliano, channeled by David K. Miller and is protected under the copyright of David K. Miller. Before we begin, please get relaxed and take 3 deep breaths. And as you exhale slowly, go into the state Giuliano calls spiritual relaxation. Release your ego attachments, your critical mind, and merge energetically with our Arcturian family and fellow starseed planetary healers that are working with us today. We will go into silence. Now let us recalibrate our aura into the shape of the cosmic egg. And we ask Giuliano to send down quantum omega light to coat our cosmic egg with this new light. We will take a few moments to receive and feel this light filling and coating our cosmic egg. Giuliano now sends down the violet Arcturian light and distributes it to each of us. This light will enable us to accelerate this group's consciousness, energy, cohesiveness, and coherency. This quantum light will help us to utilize in a higher light all of the Arcturian spiritual planetary tools. In the lecture, Giuliano summarized the current status of the planetary situation. He used the perspective of what he calls the stages of development of a planet, and how the first stage of planetary development is coming to an end point on the Earth. At the same time, we are observing many paradoxes in the conflicts that are happening at this end of stage 1. Giuliano described this conflict as being caused by the achievement of technology versus spiritual wisdom. This means that the inhabitants on the planet have developed their technology more rapidly than their spiritual wisdom. And he was specifically referring to the dominant species of humanity. This also means that if things continue in this fashion, the total destruction of the biosphere is close to occurring, leading to the extinction crisis that the Arcturians and others have described as the sixth mass extinction. Their assessment is that we are in the middle of this sixth mass extinction process. They see an increased danger on this earth, specifically from wars and the threat of nuclear annihilation, as well as other destructive forces increasing, which are manifested by the weather imbalances that you are experiencing, such as heat waves and flooding. And eventually, there will be an increase in volcanic activity and earthquakes, which are all signs of earth imbalances. There is even a description of this by doomsday prophets that have called this the end times. Giuliano also brought forth the point about planetary evolution called epochs or eras, sometimes called cycles of energy. There is, for example, a 26,000-year cycle that is in alignment with the precession or the wobble of the Earth around its axis and around the zodiac constellations. Because of this wobble or precession, planet Earth has moved into the age of Aquarius, and there are unusual cosmic signs of the epoch or the era that is now unfolding. At the same time, there are other astrological energies that are manifesting now, particularly the planets Neptune and Pluto, whose positions indicate energetically the upheaval and destruction of systems that have been in place for hundreds of years, and in some cases, thousands of years in civilizations. Giuliano pointed out that we are now experiencing an epoch shift, and these planetary epochs or eras are often at a point of tremendous shifts. The old ways, the old systems, can't hold the world together. There's a breakdown of institutions coming, both political and economic. And this breakdown is leading to further polarizations and upheaval, which has led to the middle point of the sixth mass extinction, bringing lots of destruction in the biosphere and other systems. In planetary healing and quantum healing, one of the points that is looked at is what is logical and what statistically is a probable outcome of the events. Unfortunately, the input has to take into consideration the lower vibrations of the leadership, the polarizations, and the destructive tendencies of the leaders. When it adds up the influences and likelihood of change in a new direction, then it looks like there will be continued upheaval, more suffering, and a greater imbalance in the immediate future. Now, in other planetary examples in the galaxy, higher beings, such as the Arcturians or the Pleiadians, were asked to intervene directly in the planet. However, there are problems associated with higher dimensional or extraterrestrial intervention. Because of the complex diversity on the Earth, a higher dimensional extraterrestrial intervention may be viewed as siding with one group against the other. So this makes this type of intervention complicated. Another variation of planetary intervention is the development of spiritual groups. There is a movement towards only a small part of the Earth evolving, but the entire Earth may not evolve. Another scenario is that large groups could stay behind and struggle and be involved in the wars and other negative results of lower consciousness, which will not lead to any successful outcome. So, the solution to the planetary crisis has to be a spiritual awakening, a spiritual intervention that will shift the attention away from the unfoldment of this seemingly unstoppable chain of negative events that is leading to this extinction process. And the good news is that there are planetary healing technologies and quantum planetary techniques that can be called upon. To achieve this, Giuliano brought forth a form of intervention, which is the intervention of quantum energy and healing on a planetary basis. He described to us that we, the starseeds, have access to powerful energies from the central sun for planetary healing. We also have access to powerful healing crystal energies from the crystal in the Arcturian Crystal Lake. And with the Arcturians, we have access to a healing technology that we can apply that has a quantum healing influence on the Earth. In our exercise, we will announce to Gaia that we as planetary healers, we as fifth dimensional healers for the planet, have quantum planetary healing energies to share with the Earth. We have a quantum healing intervention that we are working with to assist in healing for this planet. We have a healing for Gaia that will give Gaia the strength and energy to hold this balance for the biosphere and for humanity. We are here to meditate together and activate a sacred energy. We are together and performing this ceremony to communicate with Gaia directly, to send special healing quantum powers to Gaia that will allow her to restore the balance that is needed to hold together the weather patterns. So these patterns will be more in alignment with a healthy biosphere instead of having Earth creating fires, hurricanes, and flooding events. Let us begin this special meditation by calling on the quantum healing powers to be downloaded into Gaia. Let us work together to set a framework, a foundation, for a quantum healing intervention on this planet. Let us bring down a quantum healing intervention on a multi-level, on the level affecting the physical, which includes the weather patterns and the physical structure. But let it also affect the noosphere, where an acceleration in human evolution could occur, bringing forth a higher, more evolved human species. We will call on the planetary evolutionary process to accelerate Earth's entry into planetary stage 2 of development. Please take 3 deep breaths and go into an even deeper state of spiritual relaxation, as Giuliano sends a corridor of light down and into each of your rooms who are listening to or reading these words. Know that each of you, as planetary healers, has a special light field around your aura. A corridor of light is now around your room. Feel your spirit body rise up through your crown chakra. Enter the corridor and travel now at the speed of thought through the Arcturian corridor to the starship Athena. You arrive at the starship. Walk down the hallway and enter the special Gaia planetary healing room that the Arcturians have been preparing for our entry today. Seat yourselves around the holographic image of the Earth, and together, let us use this meditation and the affirmation to come later to communicate to Gaia. In this Gaia planetary healing room, we have special powers to communicate to Gaia, and she listens to us. Let us go into meditation in the planetary healing chamber and build up our arcane thought powers as Giuliano gathers quantum healing frequencies of light from the central sun and downloads it into the holographic image of the Earth in the healing chamber and also into your aura, your energy field, so that it will be integrated and used in your planetary healing work. We will go into meditation now for several minutes. Receive this accelerated quantum healing energy that Giuliano is bringing down from the central sun. We will go into silence. Now, Giuliano is bringing down another special frequency of quantum healing light into the planetary healing room and to you. This frequency is called Omega Light, and this Omega Light is a derivative of quantum healing light. Receive this higher frequency of Omega Light. Omega Light. Omega Light. A special frequency of higher quantum light known as Omega Light is being downloaded into the holographic image of Gaia in the Gaia Planetary Healing Chamber and into your aura and your energy field. Receive this frequency of the Omega Light now. We are sitting in this beautiful circle around the holographic image of Gaia. We are going to join our thoughts together and create this beautiful energy of light and love for beloved Gaia, and we will speak to her. Please say verbally or mentally to her, Gaia, we are sending you this quantum healing energy and omega light that will help you to increase a new balance for the entire planet. Gaia, we are sending you this quantum healing light and omega light now that will help you to create a new balance for the entire planet. We will hold that thought and that communication for 1 minute. Omega light, quantum healing light to the spirit of Gaia now. You are going to carry this quantum healing energy and this omega light with you back to Earth, where you will be called upon to use this energy to send it again to Gaia in the coming days and weeks. She will need your support, and she will need this energy on a continual basis for many more days. So gather this omega light and this quantum healing energy within you now. It is time to stand up and walk out of the Gaia Healing Chamber. You are glowing in your aura energy field as you walk down the hallways, where you are holding great healing planetary light. Enter the corridor from which you came and travel now at the speed of thought back to your house. You arrive 6 feet above your physical body, and you have this powerful omega energy and quantum healing light for the planet with you. There is a portion of quantum healing and omega life for yourself that you may use for personal healing. At the count of three, receive this omega and quantum light for yourself. 1, 2, 3, now. That light and energy is downloaded into your physical earth body now. Direct the quantum healing light into your own body at whatever level. Direct that quantum healing light and omega light into your life on earth so that all circumstances that may be affecting you in an unbalanced way becomes rectified and harmonized now. Omega light, go live. Omega Life. You may open your eyes and return to normal consciousness, knowing that you are carrying the special planetary energy that will help you to communicate with Gaia. This energy will protect areas that you are focused on in your life and which you feel a need for this extra boost. And you also have this quantum healing light within you for planetary healing. Gaia is open to you, and she will listen to you. You have Gaia's attention. And she is listening carefully to your words. Arcturian love and blessings to you for your devotion and dedication to Gaia and the Earth's evolution to stage 2 planetary development.